Best Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Cybersecurity at the federal government level. FedGov Today, Francis's Rose Show, in these last days on Sunday. His TV show is on Channel 7 in Washington on Sunday mornings. His podcast is twice a week. A conversation about security with the Air Force, with CISA, we'll explain, and with the Department of Homeland Security. The language is overwhelming. You're like sitting in a storm and being rained on. So I want to welcome Francis, and we'll start with some of the terms of art used in cybersecurity. We're a long way from Francis and myself complaining about the government being hacked back in the first decade of this century. Francis, a very good evening to you. Your conversation with Lauren Knausenberger, the CIO of the Air Force. Lauren recalled when she joined her present occupation. She wasn't CIO at that time. She was joining the cybersecurity unit at Air Force. Generals complained about cleaning out their inboxes, too much mail. You can't go past a certain limit or it costs us money. Now she talks about when she's CIO of petabytes and exobytes. What's she explaining to us? What's she characterizing, Francis? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me on the program. What she's referring to is the spectrum of awareness that especially uniform leaders have about technology, software, and the importance of it, cybersecurity, and the importance of it to warfighting in 2023 and beyond. And what she was referring to, she's responding to a question that I asked her about how the tenor of conversations has changed in the time since she came to the Air Force. And what she was referring to about email and so on was those were the problems that leaders in the Air Force thought were cutting edge technology problems in 2017. Now, when she goes out and has those conversations, as she has transitioned out of the Air Force, but toward the end of her tenure, as she would go out and have those conversations with uniform leaders, they get it now. I'm paraphrasing. And she said they're asking her about the petabytes and so on that you referenced, storage for data that they know their warfighters need and will need, especially in a future conflict. And just a demonstration of the way technology has really permeated every aspect of the Defense Department, from tip of the spear warfighting platforms to back office functions and everything in between. Cybersecurity and storage and digital transformation are really at the core of everything the department's doing, John.
What is Kessel Run? Lauren refers to it.
Yeah, Kessel Run is a software factory that the Air Force developed, and it's not outside the Air Force's bureaucracy, but there were some leaders inside the Air Force that said, how can we do this faster? How can we do this leaner? Still sticking to all the rules and regulations, but maybe losing some of the culture that's held back software development in the Air Force. And that happened primarily over the last two administrations, end of the Obama administration, during the Trump administration. The Kessel Run really became a leader, not just in the Air Force, but in the department as a whole, in speeding secure software from the development phase, when somebody says, we would like to have this and here's how we'd like to use it, to when it's actually incorporated into a military platform. They really have become an example. And Kessel Run is one of the things that Lauren cites as something during her tenure that she's particularly proud of.
I also learned that the invitation is a standing invitation to white hat hackers. The Air Force wants to be attacked, wants to find what its vulnerabilities are. Did I hear that correctly? White hat hackers.
Yeah, so they started a program that has spread to others of the services and to the Fourth Estate, the non-warfighting components of the Defense Department, called Hack the Air Force. And they invited hackers, as you say, to friendly hackers, of course, to probe their websites and probe their pages and see where there were vulnerabilities so that they could fix them. And they awarded prizes. And it's become popular. And again, this is something that's not just popular in the Defense Department now. The civilian agencies are adopting it too. But it's popular because the raw cost of what they give away in terms of the prizes is far less than if they put out a traditional request for information, request for proposal, gave a contract to a vendor to do this and so. They spend far, far less money and find these vulnerabilities much faster than they would in a traditional procurement cycle.
You also spoke with Todd Helfrich, Vice President of Federal for Census. This is private, about hacking. And he used some terms of art that I was very attracted to. First of all, he says, we practice defense in depth. That's sensible. Trench warfare, defense in depth. But what is an attack surface? He's worried about attack surfaces.
The attack surface is the area of vulnerability, especially when it comes to a cyber attack that the cyber bad actor has access to in order to be able to do the attack, to try to break into someone's system. And one of the ways that cybersecurity professionals, both in government and in industry, have tried to address this, and this is not just happening in the government, this is something that's happening in the private sector too, especially in the financial services industry, is a reduction of the attack surface, as Todd talked about. And the attack surface can be the number of connections to the internet. It can be the number of systems that an organization uses, each one of those needing to be protected from vulnerabilities. There are a number of different ways that organizations can reduce the threat surfaces that hackers have access to. And that's what he's referring to there, John.
Todd, with a smile, said, yeah, everybody wants to get to the left of boom. I love that phrase. You tell me that they use it all the time in Washington. It's not much here in New York. What does it mean? Left of boom.
So boom, it's a visual trick. And it's boom is the actual point of inflection, whatever it is. It's the cyber attack. It's the missile on target, whatever you want to refer to. Getting left of it means basically, if you envision kind of a horizontal continuum, it's getting before that boom. And that's what the phrase refers to. And that's why everybody wants to get there, because you want to try to mitigate or eliminate whatever the point of inflection is before you get there.
And he talks about pre-attack recon. I love this, Francis. Well, the impolite word is paranoia. all the time, all of your correspondents had this understanding that what they're doing is under attack all the time. So I tried to picture who the aliens were attacking. I no longer think it's China. I think it's the Borg. I think what happens now is that these defenses are so good, they imagine somebody even better than the Chinese breaking through. How are they doing, Francis?
It depends what the criteria are for deciding how they're doing. First of all, your observation, I think, is apt, maybe a little bit left of boom, but I think accurate, because they're not expecting somebody to come along that's better than China, but they are expecting China to get better on a continuous basis. China learns from the probes that they do of United States government systems and tries to improve its ability to get into those systems. So that's what they're trying to anticipate for the future. This threat is obviously not going away. And if anything, it's going to get worse in an exponential way. And that's what all of these leaders in government and industry are both trying to get ahead of.
Francis Rose lives at Left of Boom. I'm with him when we speak of FedGov Today, Francis's podcast twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, Francis's TV show FedGov Today on Channel 7 in the nation's capital. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.